This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. Thank you for being with us today. I just heard on the news announcer used the term reverted back. Now, in Chinglish, I've never heard the term reverted back. But class, reverted back means back. Reverted means to go back to a former condition. That's what revert means. Go back. So to revert back means to go back. Why do people say things like that? And they also say irregardless. It's not irregardless. It's regardless. Gwyneth, any comments?
Yeah. There's this musician out there, and his name is called Weird Al Yankovic, and he does spoofs of other people's songs, and he wrote a song a little while back called Word Crimes, and I think that those both would fall under the category of word crimes. Here's another one, and this is a quote from the song that I happen to remember. Suppose there's an IT followed by apostrophe. Baby, what does that mean? You would not use it's in this place. That's, it means IT apostrophe S means it is. It doesn't mean belongs right to it.
Right.
That's what that means. And he goes through a bunch of them. People don't know how to speak English people. People and Americans and Australians don't know how to speak English anymore.
That was the point.
We can't even speak our own language.
That was the point. Charles in Ohio, Welcome. Welcome, Charles. You're on with Gwyneth.
Good morning, Vincent. Good morning, Gwyneth. Class,
hello.
I hope everyone's well.
Charles, you are so polite all the time. All the time. When you call me, same kind of greeting, just two of us on the phone. It's delightful. It's delightful being on the air with you. But please continue.
Well, like I say, I just maybe at some point you'll be able to meet me and see what kind of jerk I really am. But
I'm looking. Charles, speaking of meeting you, I am really looking forward to a barbecue, an instructor's barbecue, at USA Prepares. I'd love to do that. And maybe we can have some, students as well. I don't know. But maybe. And I'd love to have you and Gwyneth and the rest of the faculty and some students come here at the farm. That'd be a hoot. That's what we used to do. Class, that's what we used to do. We'd had expos and thousands of people came, and it was just like that. But please continue.
I'd really enjoy that, but I'd probably be bicycling, and that's quite a distance. But something I think is important that has to do with what you're talking about, and so many things I think of. You'll mention them first, but hopefully I don't think you've. I just want to say, building up with the United States, building up to the First and the Second World War, what happened in America was an empire of Britain at first. And it set up a lot of our industries for export to Britain. And along the way, they built us up. And America became an industrial force with manufacturing. manufacturing potential that really carried us through the First and the Second World War, we could just outproduce them. Well, I think what happened when Nixon opened up China, the same thing is occurring. They're building up their industrial base so that in wartime they can switch right over to manufacturing bullets and guns, and we are on the decline. We really need to be a lot more careful, I think, than we're being. and that's basically all I wanted. I just think it's important at this point in history that all, like I say, Britain was a world force at the time when we became a colony, and now, you know, we might be on the other edge of that evolution.
Well, during World War II, we could build them faster than anybody else, whatever they were. Airplanes, rifles, no matter what it was, we figured out a better way of making them. And we were Team USA. We were really a team. We're no longer a team. Now we're divided USA. But if you think about it, the Germans had a better tank. They had the Tiger tank. They had the Panzer tank. Their guns on their tanks were way more powerful than our little Sherman tanks. But we could make so many Sherman tanks that we could surround the Tiger tanks and the Panzer tanks, and we could just pick them off. And that's what we did. Now, if they ever hit us, they'd blow us up. Okay, meaning their cannons on their tanks hitting a Sherman tank would just destroy it. And as a matter of fact, there was a company that manufactured lighters for cigarettes. And it was the manufacturer's name was Ronson, R-O-N-S-O-N. They made cigarette lighters. I'm pretty sure many of you have heard of Ronson lighters. And our tanks, our Sherman tanks, were gasoline-powered. And the German tanks were diesel-powered. And you have hardly ever seen a crash with cars where a diesel car burst into flames and blew up. It doesn't happen. It doesn't happen because it's hard to ignite diesel fuel compared to gasoline. It has a much lower ignition temperature, flash point, gasoline and diesel. So the nickname that the U.S. guys that drove the tanks called the Sherman tank, the U.S. tank, they called them Ronsons. A little bit of trivia class, because Ronson made lighters. And if you got hit with a German shell and you were in a Sherman U.S. tank, you're probably going to go up in flames. Charles?
Yeah, they and their armor was a lot better also. We had a problem in the Second World War. And that's a thing with the military. When they have a problem, they can throw more bodies at it. And like you say...
Well, Charles, you're absolutely right. As a matter of fact, what they used to do, my dad wanted to be a tank driver. That's what he wanted to do. He was a first sergeant in the United States Army during World War II. And he wanted to be a tank driver until he figured out that if you're in a tank, you're a dead duck in many cases. And what he learned, and he told me that they would, after a tank came out of battle and if it needed to be rebuilt, they would hose it out. They would hose out the tank. And why would they hose it out? Because there's blood everywhere.
Oh, boy.
Charles, does that sound like the truth to you?
I couldn't imagine being in one of them things. And I mean, even one of the newer ones. And, basically, they expect them to take fire, small and large, and you sit there and do your job. Till you can't.
If you're in a tank, you're a target. I mean, you're a massive threat as well, but you're a target. And the thing to take out is the tank. Take out the Well, that's what's happening in Ukraine. The Russians are sending tanks over, and they're being blown up with U.S. Armaments, drones, missiles. Take out the tanks. That's the first thing they try to take out. We'll get the guys with the rifles later. Let's get the tank first. That's what happens. Charles, am I kidding?
Oh, no, exactly. And see, that's and Ukraine brings up a point I'm looking at in the same venue. It's like each of these wars, resource and control of the population and the way these empires, we set them up around the world, and they make excuses to invade. Well, I mean, I was just looking at some of the history where we started the conflict in this, well, where a conflict occurred in the Second World War, how they're bringing out, well, people have facts on both sides and things happen, but how the Japan didn't just one day jump up and invade us, which of course they did, but it was a process where they were working out diplomatic, and U.S. was making demands that Japan get out of China and sign a non-aggression agreement within so many days. And they came, their response, but it wasn't that that occurred on that day. It was just over several years it came to a head, like we're doing now. I mean, we're shortly going to relive some history again, is what I'm kind of seeing, unfortunately.
Charles, when I was young, my dad used to tell me stories about when he was young. He was born in the 1920s. World War II started in 1941, on December 7th of 1941, when the Japanese attacked us. And my dad told me that in the 1930s, he saw these huge, huge freight ships and cargo ships loaded with used steel, crushed cars, engine blocks, just heaped up with steel. And it was headed from the East Coast. It was on its way to Japan. Japan is doesn't really have a lot of natural resources. It's a small series of islands, right? Well, we were shipping our junk, our broken tractors, our broken wheels, our broken bridges, and all the iron and steel we didn't want, we shipped it to Japan. And he said it came back. It came back as airplanes, ships, and armaments. He said it all came back. And we ended up fighting them with our used broken engines and wheels that we sent them. And they made airplane engines, Japanese Zero airplanes. And their airplanes could outfly ours, outmaneuver ours. Why? Because they were made out of plywood. And the plywood is way heavier than the steel that and aluminum that we used in our airplanes. So their airplanes were lighter and more maneuverable. And they didn't have to worry about landing gear. They just had to worry about takeoff gear. So these pilots and the Japanese pilots they're on suicide missions. They were given X amount of cartridges to shoot and a bomb. And they would fly around, and when they started running low on gasoline, they would pick out the ship that they were going to take out, and after all their ammunition was shot and they had already dropped their bomb, they had one more thing to do, and that's to pilot that plane into a U.S. ship. And that's what they did. That's what they did with our used junk. So when you throw things away, and you think about the convenience of throwing stuff away and recycling, where does it go? Where does all that motor oil go that you bring to the big box store and you say, can you recycle this? I'll tell you where it goes. It goes in the boilers of big cruise ships, and they burn it as fuel. That's where it goes. Charles, thank you so much for your call. I'm going to take a few minutes and calm down.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, This is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Hello, Charles is from Ohio, and Kathy is from Ohio, two USA Prepares instructors. And Ohio used to be the rubber capital of the world. Akron, Ohio, used to be the tire capital of the world. Literally, all the name brands that you recognize, General, Goodyear, Firestone. Well, General Tire sold its plants to Continental. That's a German company in 1987. Firestone was bought out by Bridgestone, a Japanese company, in 1989. So if you buy Firestone, that's a Japanese tire. And Michelin, in 1990, acquired B.F. Goodrich. And so I don't think we have any U.S. tire manufacturers anymore. We might. Maybe Kelly Springfield. But we used to make them all. And through all the assistance that guys like Joe and the other bandits have provided, we don't have tire manufacturers. Now, here's an interesting story. I know we're a little off track, but I've been saying, you know, I hail from the corrupt state of Missouri. People think, oh, come on, Missouri? No, not Missouri. Headline news, dailymail.co.uk, today. Missouri state representative and doctor is convicted. That means this gal is a state representative and a doctor. Is convicted of fraud after promoting amniotic fluid injections as COVID cures and receiving $1 million in relief funds, but refuses to give up her seat. Goes on to say, Missouri Republican. Those are two sides of the same coin, Republicans and Democrats, right? Missouri Republican and physician Tricia Durgis was found guilty of defrauding the state of $900,000 in COVID relief funds and offering fake COVID cure. The Durgis claimed that amniotic fluid shots could be used as COVID-19 cure thanks to the presence of stem cells. In reality, the stem cells were removed from the amniotic fluid before Durgis ever bought them. Additionally, she was found guilty of fraudulently getting patients to pay for bogus stem cell shots that earned her nearly $200,000. Durgis was elected to represent Christian County in Missouri in 2020 and has rejected calls for her resignations throughout her legal troubles. On Tuesday, she was found guilty of 22 counts, including wire fraud, illegal distribution of controlled substances, and making false statements to investigators, the Springfield News Leader reported. That's a newspaper. She was also found guilty of selling prescription drugs, including OxyContin and Adderall, over the Internet without a proper license. As a sentencing date has not yet been set, Durgis, a prominent member of the Church of Jesus Christ Latter-day Saints, could face up to 20 years in prison. So, we have a Bible thumping, praise the Lord, doctor and state representative who has defrauded the state and her customers and everyone who she came in contact with that exchanged money with her. It's unbelievable. This is why we're going down. This person is facing all these charges, found guilty, and won't leave her position. So you can have a criminal in state government, and it's up to that criminal to say, okay, I give up, I'm leaving. Why isn't she in prison? Why? Go to dailymail.co.uk. And you can look it up. Missouri State Representative and doctor convicted of fraud. Unbelievable. There's nobody you can trust. You can't trust the media. You can't trust doctors. You can't trust can't trust lawyers. Did I say that? Can't trust lawyers. You can't trust government. There's nobody to call, and you can't trust anybody. And don't even believe us here at USA Prepares. Don't believe a word we say. Do your own research and make up your own mind. Am I livid? You bet. You bet. Gwyneth, I predicted gasoline would reach $12 to $15. People thought I was nuts. In New Zealand yesterday, Kathy sent me an email. It hit $13 in New Zealand. You sent me an email. It hit that in Australia.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Citing Article 6 of the UN Charter, Ukraine's President Zelensky said Tuesday Russia should be expelled from the United Nations, and he called for an international tribunal to investigate the actions of Russian occupiers on Ukrainian soil. Wisconsin's Democrat Attorney General filed a lawsuit Tuesday challenging the state's 173-year-old abortion ban, arguing that statutes passed in the 1980s supersede the ban, and it's so old that modern generations never consented to it. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call.
There are a series of laws that were passed subsequent to Roe, that provide regulation for lawful abortions in Wisconsin. Those statutes are directly inconsistent with Wisconsin's 19th century abortion ban. It can't be both legal and illegal to provide an abortion to protect the health of a mother.
USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
On Tuesday, Representative Sean Kasten beat out fellow Representative Marie Newman in the Democrat primary for Illinois' Chicago Area 6th District. A handful of states held primary elections on Tuesday. This as November's midterm elections early voting is just over 2 months away. Wisconsin pro-abortion governor and attorney general are suing the state after the abortion issue reverted back to an 1849 law. Former Wisconsin Congressman Sean Duffy weighs in on Fox News.
Yes, so Governor Evers, who's a pro-abortion activist, as is the Attorney General, they're going to file suit in Dane County, Wisconsin. So Dane County is the most liberal county in the state. They'll find a sympathetic judge. They'll be successful in that local Dane County court, but this will then be appealed. It'll go to the Wisconsin Supreme Court, and they'll make a decision. But here's what's interesting, Joey, is that this law was passed in 1849, banning abortion, and criminalizing the abortionist, but not the mom. Democrats are now saying, well, that's an old law and it should be off the books. What's interesting about politics is that if you don't like a law, every legislature has the right to repeal previous laws that were passed by prior legislators. So they actually can advocate that it gets repealed, but as long as it doesn't get repealed, it's still good law. There's a Republican Assembly and Senate in Wisconsin. By the way, the politics look so good in Wisconsin that actually it might be a veto-proof majority, even if Tony Evers was to win re-election.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Watch it. I know there's something underneath. It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it. You've got your
take. When you go to the for 2 seconds,
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
I think I just heard that right. So, criminalizing abortion, but not the mom. Okay, so mom is involved in the abortion. I mean, she is the person from which the child is being murdered. So she is not part of the criminalization. That is just like the criminalization of pedophilia. I'm talking about Ghislaine Maxwell. So she is the enabler. She's the one who rounds up these young underage girls for sex at the pleasure of these old ugly men. So she rounds them up and she's found guilty of rounding them up. And, you know, being the accomplice of Jeffrey Epstein. But what about the people who made all of this possible by being the recipients? You know, Bill Gates. He's allegedly involved in this. It's reportedly involved in this as a customer, as a visitor. Bill Clinton.
Prince Andrew.
Same thing.
Prince Andrew.
Prince Andrew, a former who's been stripped of his royal title. And I'm sure there are others. I mean, Alan Dershowitz has reportedly visited the facilities, the ranch, been on the Lolita Express. So all these people, how come they're not being prosecuted? Because without their money, none of this would happen, right? Isn't that the way it works? Now, it's my belief, and I may be wrong, but no one seems to know where Jeffrey Epstein Stein got his money from. He was this alleged whiz kid financier. But I'm not sure that's true. I have a feeling, and of course I can't prove this, I'm on the outside of all this, just reading the news, but I have a feeling that he was involved. I had lots of cameras everywhere, all over his properties. He had cameras everywhere. I have a feeling that all of these men were invited to go and experience young underage girls, whatever that means, and that they were all videoed and recorded, and then those recordings were probably, in my thinking, I can't prove any of it, it's just all conjecture, don't believe any of it, were or could have been used to get people to do what Jeffrey Epstein Stein wanted them to do. Hey, remember that? Remember that young sweet? Well, can you do me a favor? Can you make this happen? Oh, by the way, I need some money. I think it was the carrot and the stick. I think that's what was at play. But I can't prove any of it. Don't believe a word I say. Glennis, do you have any comments?
I think that's the business model in a nutshell. I think it absolutely is. And, just for a moment, okay? If any one of us got an individual and decided that we were going to, and this individual was completely in our power, and we decided that we were going to set up clamps and attach a clamp to each of their arms and each of their legs, and then, you know, by the use of some high-powered engine, pull their arms and legs off one at a time, and then get a big hook and disembowel them and pull out their lungs while their head was still on their shoulders, able to experience all of this, and then gradually pull all the parts of their torso apart until we got to the neck, and then all there was the neck and the head, and then crush their skull, and then take all the body parts and make sure that they were all there and all lined up, and then go and, you know, chuck them in a garbage pan and, you know, throw them in a river or bury them in the backyard. What do you think would happen to any of us? That's exactly what happens in an abortion. And what would happen to any of us if we did that to any innocent person is exactly what should happen to the abortion doctors. And I'm not advocating anything. I'm saying there's a reason why there used to be the death penalty for abortionists. And that is the reason why there used to be the death penalty for abortionists. Here's another abortion method. Inject super saline fluid into the uterus, into the womb, so that the baby is burned to death in the womb. And then inject another chemical so that the mother goes into contraction and spits out a usually dead baby. But that one is not used so commonly now because the baby would often come out burnt from head to foot but still alive. because human beings are incredibly tough creatures. And there have been some survivors of that particular method who are still alive to this day and are covered in scars from head to foot. That is what abortion involves. It's not a political issue. It's an issue of subjecting the very most innocent and vulnerable and sweet creatures that you could possibly imagine, new babies, to the very worst form of medieval torture and murder. They used to, that is hanging, drawing, and quartering. They used to reserve that punishment for the very worst criminals. And for people, you know, who had betrayed their own country, that was the penalty for treason back in the day. And now we're doing that to little babies in the womb. That is the problem with abortion. That's not a political issue. It's not even a moral issue. It's a criminal issue. And it's a criminal issue because it's brutally murdering little babies. That's the problem with abortion. It's subjecting them to the same manner of death that William Wallace was subjected to. And I believe that William Wallace was a hero of the First Order. He was the man that set Scotland free. And I married into a Scottish family, you know. And, you know, that is also the same death that was reserved for Captain James Hind during the English Civil War, because he aided and abetted the escape of Prince Charles, who became King Charles II during the Battle of Worcester. And because he kidnapped Prince Charles off the battlefield and got him to the coast where and put him on a ship to France, because Captain James Hind was a highwayman, and so, yes, he kidnapped people from time to time because he was a highwayman. He kidnapped Prince Charles because he could see that he was in a desperate condition. So he rode up to him, scooped him up, put him on the back of his horse, and galloped off with him and got him out of the battle and got him off to the coast and put him on his ship and sent him to France. And that man, whose name at the time was Prince Charles, he became King Charles II. They caught James Hind for doing that, Captain James Hind, and they took him to Worcester Racecourse where they had the Battle of Worcester, and they hung him and drew him and quartered him. Cromwell's men did that to him because they were that furious that he had saved the life of Prince Charles, who became Charles II of England. And we're doing that to little babies. Little babies, 65 million of them. No wonder our country is cursed. No wonder we're cursed. How many geniuses have we thrown out? And you say, oh, well, they're not going to be geniuses. They're poor black people. You're racist. You accuse us of being racist from dawn till dusk. You know, have you ever heard of Thomas Sowell? So have a look at Thomas Sowell's history, and you'll find that he came from the gutter. And he was one of the most brilliant minds of the whole 20th century. And he was a black man who came from a poor area. But he was absolutely brilliant. You know, Margaret Sanger, who set up Planned Parenthood, gave awards to Adolf Hitler. This is the person that you are holding up to be your saint. The whole abortion industry. The woman who gave awards and set up Adolf Hitler to be the man that he was. It infuriates me, and it's infuriated me my whole life. I remember being in the womb of my mother. I remember being a tiny baby. I have these memories. I remember them. like any other part of my life. And if you're a woman who is considering having an abortion, don't. Don't do it. You have a life inside you, a precious little baby. I don't know what your circumstances are, but I know that if you pray to God, that God will help you. And, you know, if you've had an abortion, God still loves you, but he needs you to get on your knees and cry for what you've done for a bit. And you need to know that God will forgive you, and that your baby loves you, and Jesus loves you, and that your baby is being raised in heaven by Mother Mary herself, the mother of our Lord. You know, and Archie went to heaven. He died temporarily at one stage. He was in a car accident. He went up to heaven, and Jesus showed him all the way around heaven, and he showed him where all the babies were who had been miscarried, who had died young, and who were aborted. And they're all there. They're all crying up in heaven, and they're waiting for their mothers. But you need to get on your knees, and you need to devote your life to Jesus Christ. And you need to cry for that baby and for what you did to that baby. You need, that's called repentance. It means turning your heart the other way. And it's going to be painful, and you'll probably cry for days. But then you'll get up, you'll get on with your life, and you will be a different person. And your heart of stone will be changed for a heart of flesh. And you will go on to have a happy life for the rest of your life. And when you die many years from now, guess who will be the one who meets you at the pearly gate? Your baby. And your baby will welcome you with open arms and give you a big hug. That's what I have to say about the matter, Vincent.
We'll be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So, class, very quickly, according to the media, there are people who are pro-choice, which in many cases means pro-abortion. And they are Ellen DeGeneres, Reese Witherspoon, Miley Cyrus, Jumpin' Joe the Plagiarist, Michael B. Jordan, Lady Gaga, John Legend, and a host of others that are pro-choice. And that really sounds to me like mostly that means pro-abortion, which means pro-murder. Gwyneth, you sent me an email about gasoline in Australia. It looks darn close to $13. Is that right, per gallon, roughly translating into liters to gallons?
There's about 4 liters in a gallon, okay, give or take.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's about $2. $2.03 a litre, which is about $8 Australian a gallon. I'm not sure what the exchange rate is at the moment, but that's pretty steep because we pay about as much in Australian dollars for groceries here as what you pay in the US for groceries there. So, for example, for a bottle of cheap fizzy pop, you might pay 80 cents, or the last I saw. For a bottle of brand name Coca-Cola at the supermarket, that's a 2 litre bottle of brand name Coca-Cola, you might pay $1.50 or $2 at the supermarket. Okay. For a dozen eggs, you might, well, you used to, I'm not sure. I haven't bought eggs in quite a while. You used to pay about $5 for a dozen eggs. I'm sure that it's more expensive than that now. But like I said, I haven't bought eggs in quite a while. And for a kilogram, that would be about 2.5 pounds, give or take, of milk powder, it's about $8. So that's just a broad spectrum of prices in Australia. But it's about $8 a gallon, about $8.10 a gallon for regular fuel. And it's more expensive.
Yeah, and premium is...
is more.
Premium's $9.16 in Australia.
Yep. And distillate, which is diesel, is, I think that's higher again, isn't it? I can't remember from the photo, or it may be a bit less expensive.
$2.30.
$2.30. Well, that's going to be about $9, about $9.20 a gallon for diesel.
Right.
Yeah. And but this is it. We are headed downhill. And I think that the diesel oil situation could be the straw that breaks the camel's back. I think that it's a pretty close race between the diesel oil situation and the AdBlue situation, whether one or the other is.
When you say diesel oil, are you talking about? When you say diesel oil, are you talking about diesel engine oil, the lubricant for the engines, diesel engines?
That's right. That's right.
Yeah, it's very hard to get here, too.
Is the additive.
AdBlue is DEF. Yep. AdBlue in Australia equals diesel exhaust fluid in the United States.
Yes.
And it's urea. Gwyneth, your book is available right now on Amazon. Your book is on Amazon.com, Letters to Vincent, correct?
Yep, that's right. Unfortunately, I haven't been able to... I don't know if the e-book is on Amazon. I think it would have come through by now. But I don't. My laptop has decided to have problems. And I was going to mention that to Charles. If he's still listening... The reason why I haven't been working on anybody's writing at the moment is because my laptop, the power supply inside the laptop, so not the cable, but the power supply inside the laptop has decided to disconnect and is in need of repair and or replacement. So I can't work on anybody's writing at the moment, not even my own. And I'm busy planting crops. That's what I'm doing because I can see that in a few months down the track, we are going to be in a desperate situation with regards to food, both for humans and animals and livestock. You know, everybody is going to be hungry. And unless you can get crops in at your place, you're going to be hungry. So that's what I'm doing. I'm putting crops in. I'm
Kathy sent me a video about. Kathy sent me a video, Deep South Homestead, and I was talking about our land turning to dust, our grass being crunchy. Same thing in Mississippi. Same exact thing. And I'll see if I can put a link on Ron Gibson's channel for Gwyneth Isaacs and the what's happening in the Deep South with the drought. It's very serious, class.
Oh my gosh.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.